Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're looking at growing together in love and different aspects each day of what that looks like, how God wants us to love one another in a way that helps us to grow. And not just helps us to grow, but helps us to grow together, to build one another up. And today we're going to talk specifically about growing together in the church or with the church. And there's scripture that looking at this morning comes out of Corinthians. Paul writes to his first letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12, and he says, "So it is with you, since you are eager to have spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts that build up the church." So many times we want things that, well, that build us up, that make us look good, that get us noticed by others. And that's one of the issues that Paul wrote to the Corinthians about. There were many issues that he would write about, but one of them was the problem of people seeking to not only have spiritual gifts, but to use the gifting from God to, well, to make themselves known. They would get into arguments about who was greater and who was better and what gift was the best. And Paul kind of writes and says, you're missing the point. The gifts that God gives aren't so that you can be filled with pride and arrogance and brag about yourself. The gifting from God is so that the church, so that God's church can be built up, that He is made known. Sometimes we take the opposite extreme rather than being filled with pride and arrogance about the gifting God has put in our life. We doubt. We allow others to downplay what we can do, or we're not even sure what gifting God has put in our life. And so we don't use it. And when we don't use it, it's not doing its purpose of building up the body of Christ. We looked at that in the context of this entire week of God's desire is that we're built together, we're built up in love. As each part of the body, as each member does its part. And it gives the impression, the concept there that every member, every part of the body has a purpose. And those purposes are not the same. And so today, as we consider what it looks like to grow together in the church and to grow together with the church, a lot of our efforts ought to be praying and seeking God, understanding His Word and recognizing the gifting He has put in our life. Working with others to discover how that can benefit the church, how it can be useful to others. I think sometimes we think the gifts that matter are the ones that are visible. the ones that are used on a Sunday morning during a normal worship gathering. But that's not the whole sum of the body of Christ. That's not the church. It's a part of the church. It's one aspect of what the church does. There are those that are gifted, that their gift is being used throughout the week. They call, they encourage, they send cards, they visit the sick. They teach and admonish. They instruct in God's word, house to house. And when we recognize the value of doing that, so many times we get caught up in, if you're not serving on a Sunday morning somewhere, you're missing the point. And yet, while there's a little bit of truth in that, the problem is we often have a pretty short list of what that looks like. And we miss those that serve and use their gift in ways that, well, may not fit our little short list. So think about building up the body, about growing together. I wonder, what happens when we begin to value the gifting God has given us? I think it starts there, for many people at least. Yes, it's important that we value the gifting God has given others. But one of the reasons that we often don't use the gifting God has given us is because we don't value it. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Sometimes it's from within, sometimes it's others have devalued it for so long that we have begun to believe them. Early in my life, adult life, and ministry life, I had preachers and elders that would tell me that I had no business being in ministry. I didn't fit their model, their image of what I ought to be. And for a long time, that haunted me. And I realized that that was just their opinion. And in fact, it was a very false opinion, a very unbiblical opinion, that someone should be denied serving because they didn't fit their idea of what was required. And I suspect there are many people that have been told by someone that what you're doing isn't valuable. Now, granted, there is God's word that we have to follow. It's not that we're free to do whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want. We're all to be submissive to God. We're to be submissive to our leaders. We're to be submissive to one another. So it isn't a free-for-all. God's universe, His creation, is designed with order in His church. Paul has to write to the Corinthians as well about their gatherings and the need to do so in an orderly manner, in a way that builds up everyone. and not in a way that promotes chaos. And so what I'm talking about of using your gift is using it within the framework of God's Word. So many times we want to do something that God's Word has limited. And we say, well, that doesn't matter because I wouldn't have this ability, I wouldn't have this desire if God didn't put it in me. Well, we have a lot of abilities and desires that come from our flesh that isn't of God at all. To say something is godly simply because I want to do it is heresy. But in the context and the framework of God's Word, how would God have you use the gifting that He's given and use it in a way that builds up the church body? Some things to think about as we spend time praying today. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has showered us with gifts sometimes that we don't even recognize, the gifts that we're not familiar with, we're uncomfortable with, gifts we're not always sure what to do with. And so, Father, help us today to consider how to use Your gifting in our life to build up one another, to use them within the framework of the church family. Help us to see the church as more than just a Sunday gathering, but as a body of, as a family that does life together in a community. So rather than focus entirely on how we use our gift on a Sunday morning, help us to not only know how to do that, but how to use it on a Monday through Saturday basis as well, in ways that build up Your church. Yes, in ways that build up the local body, but more importantly, in ways that make Jesus known and make it known that it is His church. Father, help us to be aware of the framework of Your Word, of how You want us to use the things that You've put in our life. May we be careful to not make demands on others based on what we want to do. But may we use Your Word as the parameters for what is good and right and acceptable. And Father, may we be more concerned about representing Jesus than about making ourselves known. And may the use of the gifts that You've put in our life not be used in a way that puffs us up or promotes us or becomes an issue of pride, but may they be used in humility to serve one another, to lift up the weak, to heal the brokenhearted, to encourage the discouraged. Father, for the times where others have crushed our spirit, where they've belittled our gift, where they've restricted us in ways that Your Word doesn't, may You help us to see beyond the words of others and find value in the way that You've gifted us. And when we find value, may we discover how You would have us be a part of building up the body of Christ Father, today as we go about life, may we look for those opportunities to serve in the name of Jesus, to make His name known as we use the gifts that You've given us. And as we lift up His name, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.